Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff for law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure bust pipes, I know I spat to y'all. To know me's to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching, clip you then I cross you then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cars, get you out of here. Full pressure to the trigger, bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit, dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit, dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team, to our playhead coach and straight up divide they team. Trade they man for some pies and a couple of things. To the bullet, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Streets is talking, sports talk show. With a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Row, We got Styles the Guy. We got OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. What the deal, everybody? Man, we should be on. I don't know what's going on. Let's see what's going on. I don't know what's going on. What's up to everybody? People in the building. Let's see. Hold on. What's happening? Where is everybody? Can you hear me now? We in the building. Hold on, everybody. Let's see if we live. Hold on 1 second. I apologize for the inconvenience. There we go.
Damn it!
T-Rizzy.
What's up, family?
How you doing, Ro? We in the building, baby.
Man, it's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. It's 83 degrees.
Man, what a day. We had some game. We had a game seven where the Warriors upended the home team Sacramento. You said it, Ro. I got that wrong. First round, I went 500, man. Two in the east, two in the west. But we're now here in the second round. But let's get right to it. We had a great NFL draft, and I feel sorry for Will Levis. That's why you don't listen to Mel Kiper. You don't listen to Mel. He'll have you in the green room melting down. You don't miss and listen to Mel Kiper. But anyway, man. You don't listen to Mel Kiper, but let me ask you this, Ro. Give me two teams that won in the draft this past weekend. Can you give me your two?
Yes, I can.
Your two winners.
And one I'm gonna love, and one I'm definitely gonna hate. I'm not surprised, but the Houston Texans did have the best draft ever as far as what they were able to get for who they traded for and then make amends when it came to the draft. Oh, wait. Them Houston Texans are loaded. And it wasn't like they were a bad team when they let their boy go. But, man, look at here. What they picked up in the draft, hey, man, watch out for the Houston Texans. Even though that division is a little soft, yeah, you gonna see the Texans rise up out of there, okay? Man, the second team, I really don't ask, but I got to. I mean, it just looked like they picked all Georgia players, for crying out loud. The Philadelphia Eagles are in my division. And for a team to win the NFC East to the Super Bowl, and then 4 months later be able to draft the picks that they were able to get? Are you kidding? Boy, they picked up Jalen Carr. Oh, Lord. He was supposed to be number one. And the Eagles got him. How in the hell did that happen? I ain't worried about Will Levis. I'm worried about the defensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. They were already hard. Oh, boy, I tell you. One team I love and one team I hate. I don't know how to put it, but those are my two teams. Come on with it, big brother. Who is your two teams that got it in on the draft?
And I'm gonna be honest with you. And you know, I was talking to our good old friend, OG the Buck, and man, I must say, the Pittsburgh Steelers picking up old Joey Porter Jr. And spot that they needed at cornerback, and it got their offensive lineman that they needed that was high on the board. So definitely, definitely the Pittsburgh Steelers. And secondly, on the sneak diss side, sneak move, I have to say the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo
what?
Bills did something very, very different, something that they really didn't need. You would think that they would have went running back, but they went with the, getting the tight end, and the tight end from Utah. He was there waiting for them right there. And I'm so happy for Josh Allen, but they got to sew up that line. They got to get their offense, their running game together to help good old Josh Allen. So who were two of your losers in the draft?
My two losers, I'm going to have to put, I'm going to have to put the Indianapolis Colts in there. They picked up some players, and I didn't know, you know, I mean, it looked good, I guess, but why? It just didn't seem like, I'm not going to say they were interested in the draft, but I guess for teams that only look for certain players will only pick those certain people. And so for them to go out and get, you know, I know you got to beef up the offensive line and do all that, but, I mean, sometimes you got to have at least one exciting player that will make your fans go nuts. You know what I'm saying? Them in there. And then I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons let me down. I thought Atlanta, I mean, they got a did they get beat out? No, they got another running back. They got the running back from Alabama. But that was about the only good pick that Atlanta picked up. And, yeah, they're going to need somebody to run that ball. I think they did pick up Bijan. But, yeah, they let me down, man. So Indianapolis and Atlanta, I mean, I understand you had a few draft picks, but you should have done better. But like I say, I mean, some of these coordinators and some of these general managers, they're only looking for a certain player. And so, once again, I mean, that's just me. But it looks like they got who they wanted. It just didn't, it just wasn't exciting for me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Atlanta got Bijan, but that was about their only good pick, dog. Like, come on, man, Atlanta need help. It ain't gonna fit. Yeah. Come on, who are you two losing, Big Brother Boo?
Well, of course, you know who I'm going to say is one of my big losers. The Green Bay Packers, my own team. We needed offensive help, especially at the wideout position. And what do we do? As usual, a defensive end or a defensive player that we think that can help us win or whatever. But I don't like it. I didn't like the pick. Again, I think we needed to get somebody on the outside to help Mr. Love, a tight end, because he's going Tunjun is gone. So I thought that our pick at that position was very terrible moving down. Secondly, I'm going to say the Washington Commanders. No disrespect to Emmanuel Forbes, cornerback, who they got out of Mississippi State. No disrespect to him. They needed more help on the outside. Yeah, I understand you want to try to stop that conference, excuse me, that division, with Philly doing what they doing with the Cowboys, with CeeDee Lamb and those guys. I understand that. But I think you should have went and got a stud at the out at line, excuse me, at a receiver. I really do. I don't understand why you would do that. But hey, it's the NFL. It's a hit or miss league, you know. So those are my wins and losses. in the draft. And I tell you what, the most developmental story of the draft was Lamar Jackson leading up to the
draft. Yes, sir.
And him getting his money. And I just want to say this, congratulations to him. And I think they did what we thought they should have been done, was throw the Deshaun Watson deal out the window. Let's forget about that. We're not going to get that. And just went off of what my man Jalen Hurts. I thought that was a good deal. I really did. Thought it was a hell of a deal. When we come back, we're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk, my man Joel Embiid, he got the MVP. Talk the endings of game 7 and game 1s and 2s of the second round, man. Is the Suns done? We'll talk, get to that when we come back. But until then, Rizzy, until then, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Oh, wow.
I really wanna one nigga be focused. I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not popping no perk, and they know that I'm rolling. The bitch, she ran off with a 60, no capping, I could break it down to this straight up 100, and knocking, I floss to you, I seen it coming. Can't trust in these bitches, I feel like they haunted. The crazy part, my game, it came from a woman. I made it right back and realized that I wanted. My lifestyle is classy, I don't have to flaunt it. I'm flexing like Hogan, they told me I'm torn. Came out the slums, I'm just weighing my moment. It's me versus me, I don't see no opponent. The Cuban, the choker, the rolling two tones. Whip across the brick, I'm not leasing to own it. My wife like my car, I'm in love with a foreign. Flashbacks to the struggle, I'm lit while performing. I'm smoking this. Rolling, they told me I'm Charlie, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen. She loving my music, she open. Try me, I'm shooting, fuck all the commotion. I used to be boiling, but now I'm just coaching. They wanna beat me, they see me on TV. They say I'm the one, and I'm glad that they notice. I ran this shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a focus. Can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused. I'm really one of one, niggas is bogus. I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not popping no perky. They know that I'm rolling. I got the motor mouth. If money be really talking, then I know you can hear me. I'm taking off, niggas ain't nowhere near me. The bucket had Gucci, my denim, a mirror. I felt like it's legal, my clock for security. Diamonds be hitting, she loving my clarity. Gave my heart, pray she never embarrassed me. This is a track heart, not a Cherokee. I'm really meant for this. I'm a problem, so please don't get into this. 7 charges and he proved my innocence. Bought a check like a motherfucking stimulus. My flow is venomous, she say you innocent. No one like me and she see the difference. I got crumbs compared to what I'm finna get. Care got it started, but I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it. This how I'm supposed to be. I've been having, so having is over me. As I told you, don't like niggas close to me. At the top, I don't see no one over me. No one is over me. Straight out the county, I'm boiling. You niggas is starting. I'm Rockets and Vinci. Don't run up on me, I'm not friendly. I know that they hate me, that's really just envy. But I got the Glock, if you try me, I let the bitch pop, I'ma blow till it's empty. I'm the CEO, you cannot pin me. I really ran this shit up from a 10 feet. These niggas be hating, but I am a fan. Keep throwing the shade, I'm starting on page. 2 DC, 3 other reps, that's in the grade. They know that I'm training, they ride my way. Rolling, they told me I'm Charlie, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen. She loving my music, she open. Try me, I'm shooting, fuck all the commotion. I used to be boiling, but now I'm just coaching. They wanna beat me, they see me on TV. They say I'm the one, and I'm glad that they notice. I ran this shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a focus. Can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused. I'm really one on one, niggas is bogus. I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not popping no perky. They know that I'm rolling.
It's the streets, it's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's Wild Out Wednesday, it's Boogie, it's Roe, it's Styles the Guy, ICE, OG the Buck, but I forgot to tell him, Roe. We in the building, baby. We back.
We've
been talking about the NFL draft, who you like, who was hot, who was not, who is your winners, who is your losers in the draft. When you call, get on the line, 515-605-9750. Let's get to the NBA. Round 2, we already talked about what happened with Philly moving on. Now they're in Boston. They won game 1 without Joel Embiid and Roe. I'm just going to ask you, who do you have in this next round, Philadelphia and Boston, and why? I know Philly is up game 1. And I just want to ask, I know we got a Kickstarter. We can say, oh, man, you know, because of this game, you're going to still, you know, be a bandwagoner or do you pick. But we only come on Wednesday nights, and we didn't know who was going to win. various series, so we could not give you predictions. So it's not watered down, but we're just going to give you some picks as each series gets going. But just want to ask you, I just got flown a kite, and somebody just asked who we can do the Cash App. They got Philly tonight. But I just want to ask you, was Joel Embiid, before we get to the street, was he deserving of the 2022-23 MVP of the NBA this year?
Come on, man. Don't ask no silly-ass question like that. That boy Joel Embiid has only been a finalist for the MVP the last 3 years straight. He only keeps losing to the dude that's on the West Coast that's playing his position. So I'm just saying, Joel Embiid got 73 out of 100 first-place votes. So, yes, Mr. Joel Embiid deserved to be the MVP of the 2022-2023 NBA season. He is one of the only five players that are still in the top five of the NBA scoring leaders, even in the playoffs. And he missed the game. So come on, man. Congratulations to Mr. Joel Embiid. The guy already told us to trust the process. Did we listen? Because he told us loud and clear that that something was about to happen. So, congratulations. I'm glad that he was finally able to get the trophy and hold it for his own. You know what I mean? But as far as the series go, damn, Team Harden, y'all know my son plays for Team Harden. And that boy James Harden went for 45 in B-Town. Well, guess what, family? That don't mean shit, Green Team. Well, Boston got that light skin and that dark skin fella, boy, I'm telling you. And when Mr. Jason Tatum get it going, you already know what's going to happen with the dark skin. So, you know, it's hard to win on the road, but it's necessary. But I still got Boston whooping that ass. If it wasn't for Team Harden, it would have been difficult. But, we seen this before with James Harden being on the court by himself. You know what I mean? But when you got to put the MVP back in the picture, ESPN's going, I still got Boston. That's what I'm going to say. Come on, Big Brother Boo. Was your boy Joel, was he deserving of the MVP? And who you got in this series?
And I know people are gonna you know, go after me. But again, I'll say this. Did Joel Embiid deserve MVP? No, he did not. I think they did the Shaq. Listen to me. I think he was MVP last year. I think they did the Shaq. Oh, I feel sorry for you. We can't keep giving this guy the MVP, and they gave it to him this year. Now, was he deserving of it? You couldn't have went wrong with him or Joker as the MVP. But to me, I think he should have got it last year. And this is another thing about Joel Embiid. Don't cry because you got the MVP. Cry when you get the NBA Finals. I didn't like it.
Stop it, L-Mate.
Mom, you're the real MVP. Mom, you're the real MVP. Hey, man, ain't no crying in MVP getting. Ain't none of that. You've been all this and that. You trust the process. Okay, you've been cheated the MVP. Now all of a sudden, you get it and you want to cry.
You
cry when you get the MVP. cry when you get the finals MVP, Mr. Embiid, but you deserve it. What do you think? And secondly, before we let Ice go, I got Boston in six. They snuck one, and of course, I think because of the different voice and Mazzullo is the rookie, I think that affected Boston early. But I have Boston in six. Capo, I ain't taking that bet, Capo. Shout out to Capo. He's down at Mirror Images Barbershop on 55th and Superior. Please go see him if you're in the Cleveland area. ICE, who wins this series? Boston, Philly, and did he deserve the MVP?
Hey, man, what's up, Dream Team, man? Sorry about the delay, man. I was with your boy Ray Smith and got lost in the sauce at this spot we're trying to throw a hip-hop party at. I'm sorry. I don't know, but I was like, man, I got to get on this show. And I forgot. I'm eating these wings was so good. But anyhow, man, listen, man. Joe Embiid can cry all he wants to because for the last 2 years, he has arguably has been the MVP all 3 years, just like Joker could have been the 3 years. That's just how close he was. He definitely should have won it 2 years ago. There was no doubt he should have won it that first year.
Yeah.
Maybe last year, Joker. This year he is playing, I mean, the things he went through from even his foot injury. But it's not about him, L. Boogie, okay? You're taking it to this level. It's for the nation. It's for the Africans, for all over this world, you know, saying that you can achieve whatever you put your mind to, man. It's not just for him. It is for him because he worked hard for it, but he overcome a lot of things. So he let it, his emotions came out because, like you said, it's for the whole Africa, man. It's not just he's the Michael Jordan of Africa now, okay? Oh, you don't understand it, man, because you're not from Africa. Okay. So that's why he's emotional. He went through a lot, and he finally won it. So that if you don't ever win a championship, and they're capable of winning it with Dan Hart right now, if he let Africans know that all the Africans in the world know that you can achieve anything you want to, if anything's possible. So that's why he cried like that. And I understand and I get it. Next time he cried, he should be for a championship. But that was emotional. It was built up from all his injuries, everything that went on with him, and the things about Doc Rivers to get knocked out just out of the third. And the Joker been winning this. And Joker had a great year this year. He had a triple-double damn near this year. Okay, so that's definitely MVP honors. Okay, so he to beat that, to win the MVP, that got to be some emotion. Okay, I'm sorry, L. Boogie. And I'm taking – and right now, I'm feeling myself with Joe Embiid. I'm taking Philly to win in seven over Boston because they have no answer for Joe Embiid, and they definitely don't have no answer for James Harden after he just put on a display of 45 in game one. Give me Philly in seven. The streets is talking.
Streets! Who you got? And it was the reminder, and I just want to say this too. With the next one we're going to talk about is two teams that were underdogs from the Vegas perspective going into the winning their first round series, and they did. That is the Miami Heat in the A spot knocked off the number one seed Milwaukee Bucks, and my man the Bully Brunson, I call him the Bully Brunson. Took that series, and I mean a gentleman sweep of the Cavaliers. Got rid of them real quick. I just want to ask, I'm going to start with you first, ICE. Let's start with the comments of Giannis Antetokounmpo saying that there's no failure in sports. They didn't fail. The season was not a failure, even though they lost a gentleman sweep in that one as well. Where do Milwaukee go from here? And who do you have winning the 76ers? The Miami Heat, New York Knicks series. Man, that goes back, man. It just reminds me. And them are my Knicks, man. It just reminds me of those good old days. And they're reliving it. You had Carmelo Anthony in the house. The card looks good. I got goosebumps the other night. The card looks good. For ICE, I want to ask you, Who wins this series, Miami and the New York Knickerbockers? Why?
Okay, before I answer that question, I just want to let you know about the Milwaukee Bucks-Miami series. I hope you know, and just don't forget, I want everybody, just I want the streets to listen. The first game, they won. The second game, he got hurt with 13 minutes, gone. They lost that game. Then lost the next two games where he was out. And then they lost the last game when he came back. And, you know, he went all the way healthy. But I still would have taken Milwaukee Bucks if it were a healthy Greek streak. I'd have took them to win that series. But didn't happen. Jimmy Butler Duke got a number with him. So I won't put nothing past Miami Heat because they got a great coach, first of all. And I don't know what Pat Riley, the Godfather, does with his system, how he developed these players. The Cleveland Cavaliers need to learn that system because to lose this last game yesterday against the Knicks without Jimmy Butler, Hero not playing, and they having a starting five, and they barely squeaked the victory out with a lot of undrafted players, Gabe Vincent and Mike Duncan and Martin and Strout. These guys were undrafted players. They wasn't drafted, okay? So that lets me know how bad the Cavaliers are too, okay? But if the Knicks continue playing like this, they will not get past the Miami Heat, okay? We see the truth in these scores, okay? I never seen two left-hand players on the team. That's just on top of my head right now. Never seen two top scorers be left-handed on the team. And you got Randall and you got Jalen Brunson as left handed, and I don't think that's gonna get it done, man.
And RJ Barrett,
you know what? RJ, the top three, that's three scores. So I thought it was okay. So that's just so three top scorers is left handed shooters, and it looks raggy out there sometimes, man. Okay, you know, when you throw up 20 shots a game. When you throw up 20 shots a game, you're supposed to hit 8 or 9 of those shots, man. You're a pro, okay? So I like Jalen Brunson where he at as he get better. But if Jimmy Butler's healthy, he got 4 days, 5 days to recover. I'm taking the Heat in 7 over the Knicks, L. Boogie. Sorry. T. Rizzy, what do you think, baby?
It's something in your cup, even though you were out hanging out in the streets. I see you picked up a drink or two. Hey, man, listen, man. The only reason Miami is winning is because of JB. We all know that. If it wasn't for Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat wouldn't be successful.
We are here doing some business. So,
I'm just going to say this. If the Miami Heat are going to win, they are going to need Jimmy Butler. They going to need him. And another thing, yes, they do have a great coach that I don't know how Eric Spoelstra does it. But every year, the Miami Heat is always doing something special. But the New York Knicks will win this series. Miami I'm not going to say they got lucky, but I see E. Remember this, man. When you make it to the league, it don't matter whether or not you've been drafted or not. Hell, some of these boys have been pros since they were 14, 15 years old playing for their country team as a professional. So, I don't look at it that way. Your ass is in a uniform and you get paid more than me to go hoop. So your ass doing well. And if you're on the court, you better show up because what would we be saying if the undrafted players would have beat all the drafted players? Come on, man. So don't look at it like that, ICE. Just know that the Knicks will not lose this series all because they playing in the Garden. They playing in the Garden. Like Big Brother Boo said, you saw the crowd, so you know what type of energy is being produced in the Garden. Come on, man. Those three left-handed guys you talked about, hey, they solid, but the Knicks got a real bench. They got players who can come in and can contribute to help them win. So I don't see them being up 12 in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes to go, and then all of a sudden Miami find a way to come back and win. That ain't going to happen again. That's not going to happen again. So shout out to Jimmy Butler, because I ain't got nothing bad to say about that dude. But as long as the Miami Heat are hurt and missing a couple of key pieces, the Knicks should not lose. I got the Knicks in six. Yes, I do. Come on, Big Brother Boo. Who you got in this series, and what's going on with the Heat, baby?
It just lets you know about the NBA and the playoffs that coaching matters. Two things matters in the NBA playoffs: coaching and superstars. How many do you have on your squad? And, Ro, I agree, but respectfully disagree with you, because you do have to have some players. And I understand, yes, next man up, and, you know, they're doing it. This is what makes it so beautiful about Spo. Spo is doing this with a lot of guys out and keeping games close and winning. So with him doing that, it lets you know how better he is of guys like Thibodeau and your boy, what's the name? Thibodeau and your boy, Jerry Bickerstaff. Jerry Bickerstaff lets you know that he has to get better, because these guys are making the adjustments, and it looks so good. Did you see what Miami did yesterday? They played a zone. Really confused the Knicks without Jimmy Butler. It was very tough for us, the Knicks, to get off. That being said, you have to give shouts out to Eric Spoelstra. Who knows what type of Jimmy Butler you're going to get. Of course, he's going to be drugged up, but I got to give it to my Knickerbockers. It's going to go six. When we come back, we're going to talk about that West and how it's just getting down to the nitty-gritty. Who's going to win between this era's superstar, Steph Curry, LeBron James? Is it going to keep disrespecting the Denver Nuggets? When we get back, we're going to discuss. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
First of the month, smoking, joking, rolling, busting. We don't want the ounces again. Come, come, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where tonight. I get with my nigga, they give us a play, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get me your team, bring for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 creep when they roll so quick. If you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bank roll. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for my crime. After crime, put the grief to the bag, cause mom got a grab on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know it's the first of the month, and my nigga, we chill for real. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, 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 w sight clear, niggas don't like that. And selling them dummies, making that money, come back, nigga, get tapped out. From the first to the 15th, nigga, smoke plenty weed, but I gotta say, gotta come up, put my rocks in the club. When I get high, nigga, play that blood, huh? Time to roll to the bag, cut on my profit and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back, see, for niggas that's trying to rob me, boo. But never know something, no losses, don't be keeping these niggas up off me. See, could've sold the whole block, spend a couple bills, thug, smoke a lot of weed on no
wake
first.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Sending them down and lightweight bitch, chugga like I take a fist to the dome. Tonight I got geek with my chug, but it's in the so I'm getting big hustle long. Hop on the phone, calling up crazy phone. When I know did your OG check come?
You put me down.
I'ma hop on the bus with
big.
And I'm coming with blood at the blood of the stone. Nigga T just put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'ma drink it, get black and mild. Head across town. Cause nigga the first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on wild cause I'm needing me hair braided. We heavy off into the sky. Just call me that pro fly. Them nickels and dimes, the 20s and 50s, the first be the day for the dope man. Slangin' that cocaine, boo. And I'm working late tonight. And all them things, we loving them food. Still I got the rock for them pipes, don't come with the ends. I gotta get paid on first, gotta blaze up my flip. Get live with the bosses, poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first.
Wake up. It's the first of the month. May 3rd, 2023. And we the Dream Team. We in the building, baby. Only game on the night. Boston and Philadelphia. You got Boston up by 9 points with about 6:10 to go in the second quarter just before halftime. Again, Philadelphia is trying to keep it close. Embiid is playing tonight. Let's get to the West Coast. Ask you first. Rizzy, they disposed, the Lakers disposed of the Memphis Grizzlies 4-2, and we're going to get to this too. Let's touch on this too. As a sidebar with that, Golden State Warriors beat Sacramento Kings in Sacramento. Steph Curry, epic night, 50. He dropped a double quarter, 50 points on the Sacramento Kings to advance. But let me ask you this first. I'm going to go to you first, ICE. I know you got a lot going on. Who's going to win that series between the two, the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors? And do you think that the Grizzlies handled that situation right by saying that they are not bringing Dylan Brooks back under any circumstances? Do you think that was merited, how they handled that, and who's going to win this series?
Man, you know, much as I, you know, talk about, you know, Dylan Brooks, what he did, you know, disrespectful to LeBron James, the things he was talking, man. I got to give him credit. He's a six-year pro. He averaged double figures the last couple of years. He's on a winning team. He's been with our culture since they've been winning. He's been a starter. He come off the bench. He came off the bench. It was a couple of years. He earned his stripes. He messed up by, you know, poking the wrong bear. Okay, the real goat. Okay. But is it merited for that? No. Okay. And he will be picked up real quickly. They was wrong about how they went about it. But right now, he's better than any Cavalier player on the bench right now for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll take him in a minute. Okay, I know. You got to cut. Just stop the chitter chatter, all that good stuff. But is he an NBA player? Yes, he is an NBA player. And so he will be picked up easily. It wasn't called for like that, how he went all in public like that. But he'll easily be picked up with no problem. And guess what? Two words, LeBron James, okay? I'm taking the Lakers in 7 or 6, okay? I'm taking them in 7 regardless. They got one in. I was scared of them boys, man. But I like how the defensive pressure they got on them. I like that it's a team effort, not just one man, two man, three. Everybody gets some glory, okay? And that's why I like LeBron James, and that's why I think he's the king of basketball, the GOAT for sure, because
He can make guys around him better. Who knows Austin Reeves? This guy's going to be over there getting 10, 12 points, going out of use in the crucial minutes of the game. D-Lo, he never was a playoff guy. Schroeder, he never was a playoff player like that. You never heard these guys get with LeBron James and then get known, and they play better because he just make guys around him play. He didn't have a great game, but he controlled the game like he normally do. Didn't shoot well, but as normally play good defense, block shots. They did what they had to do. Vanderbilt, he 6'8", long arms, played Curry to a T, 9 for 25 from shooting man. You won the battle all day, okay? He just went epic against Sacramento, but it was 20 for 38. Okay, that's a cool 54% from the field, okay? So they did their part. It's just one game. So these guys are not going away. But the game plan was great. And I just think LeBron going to shoot better. He's going to have an epic game in one of these games. He's going to have a classic. Okay, he's been just let AD take the helm and the guards doing their thing. He just stand playing the course. He's going to have a game against them. Okay, so I'm taking the Lakers in 7 against Golden State Warriors. Give me LeBron James all day long.
Are you the surprised? Come on, I ain't mad at you. So, okay, rewind to the first round. Yeah, when you let a tiger out of the cage and you the main course, you just opened the gate and forgot that, oh, yeah, I smell like this too. That's what happens, Mr. Dylan Brooks. You opened the cage and left yourself smelling like something good to eat. And that boy LeBron said, man, look here, just get on my back. And I'm going to show you how this thing is done. So I'm really going to say it's not really Mr. Dylan Brooks' fault. What I'm going to say is what we talked about 2 months ago, who had the most pressure on him going into the playoffs. Y'all remember I told y'all I had Paul George on the list, but then I had to take him off because I remember what that young fella Josh said. Josh said, I ain't worried about nobody in the West. Well, Mr. Ja, you had to worry about the Lakers, the Kang, the Unibrow. I mean, man, you had a lot of people to worry about. D-Lo even contributed in kicking your ass, too. And then y'all don't want to give up the post-conference, the post-game interviews like you said. Yeah, that's what happens. Golden State. Like I told y'all, man, come on, man. We knew the young fellas wasn't going to win. They coach, he got to be sponsored by Vans because this boy had Vans on with no socks on the last game that I saw. What the? Come on, Coach Brown. If you sponsored by Vans, I applaud you. But if not, come on, player, get you some slides or put some Nikes on your feet, man. You can afford more than Vans. It's just not all about being comfortable on the sideline. You already got a comfortable chair. Now, for the series, all right, ICE, I'm going to say this. If AD can stay in the paint and do what he did last night, 30-23-5, it just might be a sweep, or at least a gentleman's sweep. If he start hanging out by the three-point line, we're going to have an issue. We're going to have a whole bunch of issues because Looney can't hold it, and everybody else below Looney, yeah, they ain't ready. So AD got to stay positive, and he got to stay in the paint because if he averaged 20 rebounds a night, it ain't no way that the Lakers can lose. But just in case, y'all bump y'all head and let that boy Steph get hot. Well, don't make it a long series. If you make it a long series, the Lakers will not win. I don't care what the ranking is. It's just who they got to play. And with you having to play Steph and that light-skinned fella Clay, yeah, don't let the Splash Brothers do you bad. Don't let the Splash Brothers do you bad. Come on with it, Boo Meeks. Who you got in this series? What happened in the first round between L.A. and the Warriors?
Well, the thing about the Memphis Grizzlies that I didn't like was how they handled the situation with Dylan Brooks. When he was doing all that hollering, he was the personality. He gave you the dog in you. You didn't say anything. You didn't have a problem. So for you to say, under any circumstances, those words, that hurts Devin Brooks' bottom line, which is his value. He might not get the contract that he was going to get. And again, it's a business. That's the LeBron James effect. That's the LeBron James effect. Stuff that we talk about in the streets, a.k.a. the Illuminati. That's the LeBron James effect. Nobody has ever said that about Michael Jordan. They want to keep their job and get a big contract. But you say these things, and it hurts your value. And I think it was some pressure by the NBA to discipline. And I ain't going to say disciplining, but it hurt his money. And again, his play, you could have just said, we're not bringing him back. We had to make some changes to our roster to make it better as far as perimeter shooting and things like that. But how they handled it, I don't think it was correct. They had injuries, young team. There's no excuses with injuries because you still have to play the game. Think that it was so much going on this year after I thought they had a chance. But with the perimeter shooting how it was, all AD had to do was sit in the paint and wait for Ja to come in there, and they were doomed. And now, getting to that series, I know you said two words, I see LeBron James, but I'm just going to give you two letters, AD. The way AD goes is the way the Lakers go. And I want to say AD stands for all day. You better go to him all day so you can advance to the Western Conference Finals. But, again, I'm going to agree with T-Row. If it goes seven, I have to give the nod to Golden State because the more games, the more percentages we know Anthony Davis can get hurt. I'm sorry. And just you have to factor that in, but you do. That being said, I know they held Steph Curry last night, but like any great player, can't hold him for so long. And because they're champions, until they're knocked out, and I had to learn that last series, I guess, because I kept saying, oh, they can't win a game on the road. They won two. So I had to give them their props. And now I'm going to go with Golden State over the Lakers in seven. Let's get to the next. And I'm going to start with you first, ICE. The Suns are down two. Can they hold serve Friday night, game three, without Chris Paul, who tweet the groin, playoff Paul, I call him, playoff Chris Paul, and the C stands for cripple, triple Paul. And I just want to ask you, Is this the end for CP3, man? And do the Suns have a chance? Are they still going to win that series? Start with you first.
Hey, man, listen, man. I love Booker. I love Kevin Durant. But guess what? The series is over. Okay? Unless Devin Booker come out of that. Yes, yes. Unless Devin Booker comes out and has a triple-double, 30 points, 10 assists night. They're not beating Denver Nuggets without Chris Paul. Chris Paul already wasn't scoring a lot of points. He was playing decent, but they wasn't dominating with Chris Paul at the helm in these first two games, man. And now I know they're at home, but I just don't think they have enough. They already lost. They lost a score. They didn't have enough scores as is, and they just lost another score, man. Any given night, Chris would be 20-10 any night. So I think that's over with. They have no bench. Nobody's still come off the bench. It means these guys have to play big minutes. Devin Booker, which is no problem for him, but for Kevin Durant, it will be a problem for him to play these big minutes. Aiden, can he come out and score a 20-10 game? Yeah, maybe. But who else do you have? Lauderdale, no. Payne, no.
Yeah, Payne.
So these guys are depending on Cora, well, not Cora, Oscar, whatever his name is, defender, no. So I think the series is over, man. They'll lose these next couple of games, man. I think it'll be a sweep. And the legacy we're going to build for KD right now because, you know, he goes to team to team. And every time he goes team to team, we always seem like he gets knocked out, man. That's why there's only one LeBron James, okay? These are facts, baby.
D. Rizzy.
You got to stop that, ICE. You got to stop that, ICE. You know that teams are supposed to protect home court. Teams who come in and beat you at your own house, that means you didn't do something right. I'm going to say this. Denver did what they were supposed to do. They protected home court. Yes, it looked very good the way that they did it, but the crowd helped. Come on, man. We know. You know that the Kevin and Devin show is not going out like that. And they get to play at home on Cinco de Mayo on Friday. Y'all know where I'm going to be, right? Y'all know where your boy going to be, right? So I'm just saying, man, this game at the Foothills Center to be nuts. It's about to be loud. And you know, man, it's a holiday. It's almost like Canelo fight. You know what's about to happen. If they can't win this one, then yes. But listen here, man. That boy Devin Booker ain't trying to hear it. He is really not trying to hear it. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if he went for 50. I'm just
that's
putting
only
it out
how they
I'm
can win
saying.
It. And that's the how they can win it, too, Rizzy, if he goes for 50. They can win a game.
Hey.
They can win a game if he goes for 50.
Hey, James Harden went for 45, and they won. So I'm just saying. This is going to be a good one on, you know, this next game coming up. If DeAndre Ayton can score 20 and just, I mean, they've been calling a lot of fouls on the Suns. I don't know if y'all been watching it, but it looked uneven as far as the whistle being blown for the home team versus the away team. But that's just me. But go back and look at the stats and see how many free throws Denver the shot versus the Suns. It's just out there. So for the series, I got the Suns winning in 7 because they're going to have to pull one out of their ass to win one in Denver. As long as they can keep winning at home, I think they're going to be all right. They just can't drop one at home because the unthinkable to win 2 on the road, I don't think that can happen for the Suns. But, yeah, Kevin and Devin. Yeah, that ain't over. You just watch. Wait till Friday. Wait till Friday. What up, Rico? I see you, baby. That's my boy right there. Come on, Big Brother Boo. Who you got? The Suns over with? Or you think they got a chance, man? You don't put my boys out there on the gentleman sweep level.
Hey, listen. The Sun has said it over the Sun. There's no peak in that valley out in Phoenix. No way, Jose, on Cinco de Mayo. They might win game 3, but I'm going to tell you the Denver Nuggets are going to split in Phoenix, and it's going to go no – it's not going to go no longer than 6. I love – but see, I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem, it reminds me of the Cleveland Cavaliers with Spider Mitchell and Garland. Okay, you go. Okay, now you go. And also what you underestimate about the Denver Nuggets have length. The Denver Nuggets are big all over the floor. They're big everywhere, all over the floor. They can entertain. And I'll say this about Denver Nuggets. Even if he only scores 5, 10, 15 points, having Jamal Murray out there opens the game up for everybody, not just Joker, but everybody. I remember you guys were getting on me. Yes, they gave up that 3-1 disaster in the bubble, but I kept telling you, watch out for the Denver Nuggets. I kept saying that. You guys were laughing at me. Oh, Denver, whatever. And I kept saying, watch out for them. Listen to me. Watch out for the Denver Nuggets. And it comes down also to, I keep telling you guys, coaching. Right now, Monty is being outcoached. And I tell you about Monty Williams. He needs to be fired. Because you have a former number one overall pick, and you don't feature him. They need to be playing off of DA right now. Not now, but right now, and go from there and make Joker work, and maybe you can get back in this series. But until then, you keep going through Booker, and you keep going through Easy Money Sniper, and he just get pocket passes. No, let him get the ball mid-post. Let him make a play, scissor cut, get some movement. It just can't be Devin Booker, the ball sticks in your hand, and you go. And then next possession, Kevin Durant, the ball gets in your hand and you go. And listen to this about Kevin Durant lately. His buckets used to be important buckets. They used to hurt. But we know in this league right now, it's all about the it's a money league. It's a money league. When I say it's a money league, it's a scoring league. So when you have that, you're going to get numbers when you take these three-pointers and shots. Or whatnot. I think Kevin Durant is getting long in the tooth, just like others, and I don't think that they can withstand this onslaught by these youngins about to put on them, and also with CP3 being out. Use Ross. What did you get him for? Use TJ Warren. He's an instant bucket. You have to use these bench guys. That's what I love about Spoelstra, is that I'm going to play guys. They're on this bench for a reason. So I'm going to play them. You're getting paid.
What?
So you better play. And you have to see what you have. You have to try different things. And that's what I love about these coaches doing some unorthodox things, what they call adjustments in these playoffs. I love it. I do. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum, man. We're going to get in the asylum. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. It's Boogie, it's Ro, it's ICE, it's the street. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
We in the field!
Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing. Living the dream, yeah.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly in Cabo, with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't
don't mind me. I'm living the dream, living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living the dream, living the dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another beat. Haters still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey,
it's white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion unexpectedly. Circular ice on Japanese whiskey on my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting banned. We just dance the different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living the dream, living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living the dream, living the dream, yeah.
It's the streets, it's talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, we coming to you live, Wild Out Wednesday. We've been talking NFL draft, who's your winners, who's your losers. We've been talking NBA playoffs, Joel Embiid and MVP, Dylan Brooks being released immediately by the Memphis Grizzlies. Who's your pick in the final four of each conference? You got the Phoenix Suns at home Friday night, game three, must win against the Denver Nuggets, who are up 2-0. You got the Lakers. You got the Golden State Warriors, two legendary guys going against each other only in the second round. Lakers up 1-0. You got the Philadelphia 76ers up 1 against the Boston Celtics. When I say up 1, 1-0, surprisingly, in Boston. Game two tonight. And you got an old rivalry, the Knicks and the Heat. That being said, let's get in the asylum. All-time caller, all-time listener, our man's in there. Philly Phil, you in the building, baby.
Dream Chain, what it do, my guy? Hope everything good, everybody good. So,
oh, my boy right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I want to first touch on the Dylan Brooks situation. Look, what up, bro? So check this out, right? Dylan Brooks, I think it's like a little bit, it's like a couple of things. They kind of scapegoated him a little bit, but it was way more his performance. Like, you could make an argument that Dylan Brooks is just trash. Right? So, like, what is they really missing? But a couple of years ago, Brooks was pretty decent. Like, he was averaging, like, 20-something, I think, in one of the playoff series a couple seasons ago, something like that, maybe. So I thought he was going to ascend, you know what I'm saying? Like, on with it, up with it. He just regressed, you know what I'm saying? And like, I don't think they're going to be missing nothing losing Dylan Brooks. Like, Dylan Brooks wasn't going to be no key component or no championship run. On another note, related to the Grizzlies, like, I'm very glad they had what happened to them happen to them. Like, no team deserved it more to me, like, than they did. Like, all that yapping, man. And you ain't accomplished Nathaniel. Like, hey, man, nah, this ain't that, man. Y'all ain't did Nathaniel, and y'all hollering. We good in the West. He old. I wish I could have got him now because we can just sweep him out. Like, no, nah, that game, that 40-point annihilation, oh, nobody deserved it more. It was a beautiful thing to see. Humble yourselves. Get back in the gym and go to fucking work. Because that's what it's going to take to get it done. Ain't nobody about all that yapping. Go, get back in the gym and go to work, man. Simple as that. These series, let's just start off in the East first. Miami Knicks, that's seven. That's a seven play, easy. Like, is it any more of a toss-up series than that one out of these four? Like, seriously, like,
nope.
It's just
straight.
Agreed.
It's
no more
Agreed.
Of a toss-up series than this Knicks-Miami, man. That can go either way. Neither one of them going to beat Boston or Philly, so it really don't matter which one of them wins. Like, it's a consolation prize for either fucking team. Like, neither one of them going to beat Boston or Philly, so it really don't matter. Boston and Philly, watching this game tonight like I am, and B definitely ain't 100%. And I just don't think they can win. If he was 100%, that'd be another toss-up for me. But he ain't 100%. I just think Boston, Philly, it's going to go six max. But I think Boston going to take them out. I also think, to follow up on Boogie's point, Joe Mazzulla, I ain't sure he ready for this yet. Like, a lot of the stuff that happened in game one, you know, when Harden got the scorching like that, they ain't double Harden one time and get the ball out of his hand. Like, that's the coach to me. Like, what you doing? What you doing, man? Like, he on fire. I'm talking about NBA Jam's fire. Like, you gotta do something. He made no adjustment anywhere. I just ain't sure Mazzulla ready for this. I really not. Denver surprising me. Phoenix don't look like they can win a game. I don't give a damn.
Oh, please.
No, listen. They too deep for Phoenix, man. Like, Booker go get you 30. Durant go get your 30. They got four, five niggas with 20 plus. That's going to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. You get four people in the NBA and 20. You get four people in the NBA with 20 or better. I'm going out on a limb. You're going to win 90% of them games, man. If you got four dudes, 15, 20 plus, you're going to win a lot of them games. And Denver got that kind of recipe. And if you're paying any attention, they are playing much better defense than they had in their other playoff runs previously. And they deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if Phoenix can even win a game, man. Like, they just don't look. They don't look. I'm serious. Maybe Hall can get you one just on the strength. But Denver, my gentleman, now, straight up, I don't see it going far at all. Now to the big dogs, the Lakers and the Golden State. Listen, last night, before this series started, I was kind of on the bandwagon of, man, L.A. cannot guard this team. Guess what? If they ain't make the mental errors on defense that they made yesterday, they would have blew the Warriors the fuck out. Like, they was going under screens, over blitzing, trying to shoot, doing silly stuff. And they really should have won that game by much more than they won it by. The Lakers can absolutely beat the Warriors. Now, will they? Is a whole nother story. But can they? Oh, no doubt. They can beat them. And the way, if you notice, the buckets Curry got, he ain't getting with Vanderbilt. Man, Vanderbilt was laying on his ass, man. He was laying on him. Like, at 6'8", 230, the foot speed to keep Curry relatively in front of him, and he was leaning on him, man. Like, he wasn't getting that off. He did a good job yesterday. Say whatever the fuck you want to say. He played good defense on Curry last night. The buckets he got late, none of them his fault. They made a lot of mental errors on defense yesterday, I thought, man. Like not staying attached to shooters, you know, stuff like that. Like, when they played them straight up in the half court, they shut the Warriors down, straight up. All that stuff the Warriors was getting was fast, you know, fast breaking, you know, transition kind of, you know, they gave what they do. In the half court, they struggle against them, dude, struggle. They can definitely beat them. If AD play like AD, I don't need 30 and 25 every game. He was more of a presence on the defensive end last night, for real. They couldn't get Nathaniel in the paint. Nothing at all. And they big on this loony, like, come on, man. You got to be loony to think this guy can do anything with AD, man. Stop playing, man. He better average 25-30. Easy on Kevon Looney. They look decent when they went small, but the thing is, what you going to do when you go small and y'all got to rebound the ball with Vanderbilt, Bron, AD out there? Like, it's gonna be a contrast. Like, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. But yesterday was proof beyond a shadow that the Lakers can absolutely beat the Warriors. Now, will they? I don't know. They need to get greedy though tomorrow night. They need to be greedy. Like, let's go get this one. Like, I'm gonna go out on the limb after what I saw last night. I don't know if y'all hit the bubble dub. Lakers in six. Lakers in six. I think they're gonna knock them, man. They can beat the Warriors, man. They really can. Like, everybody was talking all that stuff about Poole today and that shot he took. Man, he was wide open. He made six trades. Listen, man, the Warriors won 21 trades yesterday and lost. 21 trades and lost.
The first time in history with three players hit six threes.
My God, that's a bad sign. If y'all hit 21 trade wallies and still lose, it's a bad sign. Because I'm under mindset, man, me personally. One of the reasons I used to hate the Warriors beating up three out of them four is because, man, I'm a firm believer in jump shots do not fucking keep going in the basket, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make some. Grant, these guys the best basketball players in the world. They're going to make some of them. But, man, jacking up shit 23, 24, 25 feet every night, thinking that's supposed to – I just don't – nah. They got to get it together on the defensive end and find a way to get some points in the paint. Because if they don't, L.A. guard the three, if L.A. guard the three decent, they ain't got to be spectacular. If they guard the three ball decent, Golden State go home, straight up. They go home because they can't do nothing with them in the paint. L.A. slow the game down. They going to knock them, man. I see them. They going to win it in six. Lakers in six, man. That's my take,
y'all.
Who
is the winners and losers in the NFL draft?
I'm going to tell you. Now, this going to sound crazy to y'all, but this is my opinion. The winners were absolutely nobody. Nobody won the draft. And you know why I say that? So, obviously, if it ain't no winners, ain't no losers. It can only be losers later. And what I mean by ain't no winners is we all been watching this shit for umpteen years, man. Like, you just don't know what you got till Sunday get here, man. That's just the truth. So, I don't care about who went here, who went there. Until I see you on Sundays, I can't say who won Nathaniel, man. Reggie Bush was the best college running back I ever thought I saw. Did y'all see him on Sundays? Exactly my fucking point, man. You just don't know what you getting with none of these guys, man. You just don't. So I can't declare somebody a winner because they got somebody who Mel Kiper and Tom McShay talking about some blue chipper diaper dandy ass cat. Like, nah. This the NFL, Blade. I got to see you on Sunday. Because Saturday is not Sunday. We all know this. And it's just different. It's hard for me to pick, like, oh, yeah, they did good because they got C.J. Stroud and the guy from Alabama. So they won the draft. Both of them guys could be fucking bust because we just don't know until Sundays get here, man. So I can't pick a winner. Like, the draft, it don't thrill me like it used to because I've just been watching the shit long enough to know now, like, it don't matter who you is, where you get drafted at. Until Sundays get here, you ain't going to know. And think about this too, guys. In the last 20 years, just give or take, maybe 30, name one rookie who done just been outstanding in the NFL.
I only know one.
In the last 25, 30 years. And his name is Randy G. Moss. That's it. And he was another type of dude. So
I'm going to give you one more.
Boogie.
I'll give you one.
Boom.
I'll give you one more. And I can't believe you didn't. I can't believe you didn't say his name, how he used to kill your Brown. And that's Ben Roethlisberger. We didn't know. He wasn't high on nobody's board. He was drafted 15, 16. So you're right about that. You did right about that.
My whole point is we're going to have to think long and hard, or the list
right.
of guys who've been spectacular their rookie season, we can count them on one hand and we don't need all our damn fingers is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, it just don't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
right.
I can't talk about who won, who lost. Ain't nobody won that yet till we watch them on Sunday. Then I have a better answer for you after about 4 weeks in September.
Straight Philly
anyway,
Phil.
That's my take, y'all. I appreciate the platform as always.
No doubt. I need you to stay on the line. We about to get to the big dummy of the day. We're not even going to go to the commercial. And as always, you in the building, baby. And listen to this. I'll tell you this. This is going to kill you guys. This person is from AIC. Guess where this person from, man? Guess where this person coaches? This person coaches in Miami of Ohio. Women's basketball team. This person, Cindy, 30 intimate texts to one of her players. She was trying
God.
To get on. And you know
oh
what they
God.
Did? They fired her. She
wow.
30 intimate texts to a student athlete that was on her roster. You see her
what?
Every day. Why did you text? They have, that's just flat out evidence. Flat out evidence. What is wrong with you? So for the day,
where is it at again?
May 3rd, 2023, the former head woman's basketball coach, Beona, what a name, Beona Hendricks, you are the dummy of the day. Yeah, you big dummy. I see what was wrong with her, man. And we in Ohio. That hurt it, man.
Y'all still got snow out there? Because it must be in the
It got to be, man. It got to be.
Yeah.
It's that time of the show. Shout out to my man, T. Rizzy. Stay on the line, T. Rizzy. T. Rizzy, I call him. That's Trey, man. He's down in Phoenix, AC, man. Shout out to my man, Tris. Hey.
Zero, you got any sounds before we get out of here?
Man, you know how we do, man. Shout out to the family. You know what I'm saying? Me and Papa Rollins about to make a couple of stops real quick. Shout out to the Dream Team, as always. To my boy ICE, that boy the young one, STG, OG the Buck, always holding it down. And my boy Big Brother Boo. You know I love you boys, and we'll catch you. Hey, my boy Rico, I see you, baby. My boy called me, you know what I mean? Dre from 4 Over North Park, Texas. Stand up. Y'all know what it is. Love, baby. I'll catch y'all next Wednesday, wilding out. Let's go, son. We're fucking around. I need a victory around this bitch. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Watch the fight. Everybody be cool out there in them streets. Love from your boy T-Ro. ICE, who you shouting out to?
Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team, man. I got on kind of late, man, messing with your boy Ray Smith. But listen, man, I missed out on the draft, man. I just want to tell you the Browns did better on this draft pick with less, I mean, not having a first and second round pick than it since Barry been there. Okay, they got the right receiver and the defensive tackle. They got everything they needed, slot corner, filled in a lot of holes. Defensive, offensive line, the center, Ohio State guard, 6'7", 380 pound with a 7'7" wingspan. I think we did a great job on that. So I just want to elaborate on that real quickly, man. So shout out to the Dream Team again, man. Hey, the Cleveland Browns. Who cares about any other team, man, but the Browns, baby. And we're ready, baby. They forgetting about us, baby. El Boogie, what do you think, baby? Shout out.
NBC, nothing but garbage until you show me something different. I don't have any expectations on the Cleveland Browns, none whatsoever. So that being said, shout out to my man Trey Lee down there in Phoenix, AZ, as always. We appreciate you listening, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Ray Smith, BSC, always in the building. Shout out to my man P. My man Philly Phil, Wade Park, stands up. You know what I mean? I saw you throwing up that W on your IG page, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody tuning in. My man BJ, Mike Dunk, my man The Matrix. You know what I mean? Everybody in Thailand, South America, all over the world that's tuning into the street. Make sure you check us out on blogtalkradio.com. D-Mac, I see you, man. Thanks for tuning in. My little nephew, Mikey, man, he's doing his soccer thing. We love you. Tune in, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, SDA. The Streets is Talking. Continue to make us one of the hottest shows on blogtalkradio.com. As always, picture us rolling, keep inspiring us, and you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
A whole lot of girlfriends.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. They the deceased. They're descendant of African Americans, so we part of that holiday too. Street stand up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get it in.
All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Pitching me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Ogre. Sad dog time. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
F cancer.
And I want sports.
Sorry.